So this talk is about S-Feed. It's mic booster. Okay, sorry. This talk is about S-Feed. It's an RSS add-on parser, and it has some formatting programs. So the topics in this presentation are about what is RSS and add-on. So what is the file format about, and what does it solve? And what problems does the S-Feed project try to solve? And how does S-Feed work from a technical point of view? And there are some practical use case examples of S-Feed. And I will demo some things. So what is RSS an add-on? What problems does it solve? So both are data formats in XML. Both are used for storing items, just a list of items. It's typically used for keeping track of news from news sites. It's also used to keep track of software releases, for example, or security updates or things like that. I've even seen some torrent sites use torrent links or magnet links, or it's also, for some reason, used a lot for podcasts, if you're interested in that. Then there's also typically some kind of enclosure, some MP3 file, which you can download of the audio recording. So RSS is an evolved standard. It's the oldest standard for this. Atom is an official RFC standard, RFC 4287. It's much better documented and defined, so it's a bit more clear what the fields are supposed to be about, so to speak. Although it's XML, and XML is a bit crappy, it's also structured, so it's much more structured than a website, so that's also useful. And so you don't have to use navigation of websites. This is also sometimes nice, because website navigations are sometimes a bit crappy, as you know. So this is an example of what it typically looks like, XML. This is from the XKCD webcomic. It's an atom feed. So here you can see it's a channel from XKCD. It has a timestamp of when it's last updated, and then it has items with a title, a link, a timestamp, when it's updated or when it's published. It has a field which must be unique. This is an ID, and in this case it has a summary of the content, and it contains HTML with an image tag of the comic. So what does S-Feed try to solve in this? So S-Feed converts XML to a tab-separated format. There are additional formatting programs to convert this tab-separated format to and other kinds of formats. There are also some programs included and some scripts to import and export OPML. OPML is a data format used for keeping track of lists of feeds. OPML is also XML, so this can be imported and exported from other news programs. SFeed has a simple text-based storage format. It stores the items per line. So XML is structured, but it has all kinds of tags, and it can be quite complex to parse. So this will convert to a tab-separated format, which is nicer to use with Unix text tools. It's network transparent, so to speak, because it reads from standard input, and so you can. It doesn't really matter from where the data comes, as long as it's piped to SFeed and it reads from standard input. So it makes supporting Gopher also really easy, or Tor, or some kind of special setup you have. So each tool is separated into a binary or a script with its own purpose. That's the goal, at least, what I try to do. There are a few dependencies: C compiler, libc, POSIX shell is optional for some of the scripts. It has a handwritten XML parser. It doesn't support, it supports the most important things, a subset of XML 1.0, and also a little bit of HTML to make it more useful to reuse in other things. It doesn't support for example, XML entity expansions. These are called entity bombs, and the attack is called billion laugh attack. So you can have an entity haha, for example, defined, and this expands to hahaha, and so it's like a fog bomb, so it expands infinitely, and it will crash some kind of server or parser or whatever. It also some parsers automatically read XML definitions. These are called DTD files, and even remotely they will automatically be fetched and parsed and things like that. So it opens a whole can of worms to exploit, for example. So I'll try to not include such things. It's tested over the years on many platforms and architectures. Of course, it has no bugs, but you can send a patch. I will demo some things later. XML encryption. That's crap. The tab separate format looks like this. It has a timestamp field. It has a title, URL, content, this can be plain text or HTML. It specifies which kind of content it is, HTML or plain text. It has an ID field, an author field if the feed has it, an enclosure field if the feed has it. This is only the first enclosure. You can have infinite enclosures, but yeah, most of the time it's no enclosures or some enclosure. So this is good enough usually for simplicity. It's one URL, and then there's a field category. this is typically a category or tags, so it can be more than one, and then it's separated by a pipe symbol. I should say RSS and Atom support different kinds of date formats, so it will parse it to a Unix timestamp, but also handle all the different kinds of formats which are typically used, and also time zone conversions and summertime and stuff like that. So it can be really annoying to parse dates, so it's handled to a Unix timestamp. So of course it's tab separated, and then per entry it's line separated, so you can't have tabs in fields, and also no new lines in fields. But for content you can have tabs and new lines, but then it's escaped, so it's like a C-style string which is escaped. Some characters are removed completely. So the XKCD Atom feed example will convert to this this kind of text. So you can see it's a bit simpler to parse. The package is split into programs with its own purpose. So SVID itself is a program. This is the parser. It will read XML from standard input and writes it to standard output in tab separated format. So here is an example. You can use curl to fetch my blog XML Atom feed thingy and pipe it to SVID, and then it will write it to standard output. So then you can format the data from tab separated to plain text, for example. So I'm reading the chat. So this is an example using Hurl client. It reads YouTube channel feed and Atom feed, and it will make a plain text list using the format program SVID plain. It will read, there are still some feeds that don't support UTF-8, so you can use IconV. This is a POSIX program. For example, the FreeBSD site had a feed which was ISO 88591, which is West Europeans, I think, but so you can use it in the middle between curl and SVEET to do the text encode of text conversion, but SVEET itself will only support UTF-8 for simplicity. And in the future I think UTF-8 will be even more standard than it is now. So there's an optional shell script. This can be used for fetching feeds and processing them in parallel for performance. It can detect automatically the text encoding and handle it if it's needed. You can filter items or change the content with some kind of logic, with hooks in the shell script. This can be used for blocking ads or filtering away some things. I recently saw YouTube having shorts or things like that, like TikTok like things. So these have hashtag shorts, I think, in the title. So you can use awk, for example, to do to filter them away on the term short, hashtag shorts, or grep v, like that. You can merge new items and compare them with existing items. By default, this is just sort. It will sort on the keys and then determine what's an item when it's unique or not. So you can, it will automatically create some kind of archive of the items, so to speak. By default, it will sort them by most recent first, from top to bottom, so to speak. SVEET update reads an SVEET RC configuration file. This configuration file is also just a shell script. It's just sourced, so just source config dot config. SVEET will call a function called feed, so this must be defined in the configuration file. So this is how the configuration looks. You have feed, a parameter name, and then a feed URL, and then optional some other fields. So to run it, it's SVEET update, database, is created with in the home directory .feed feeds and then the name. So I can show it quickly. SVEET-RC. Oh, the example more slowly. Okay, sorry. So this is how, this is the default. And then we run SVEET update. So this is updated. Then we have the feeds directory. So this these are the files. These are the same files as SVEET normally outputs. It's just stored to a file. So so this is how it looks. So yeah, there are formatting programs included. These are SVID Atom. These can convert back to these can convert back to Atom format. SVID Frames is a program. It creates HTML file with old school frames. This works better in some text-based browsers like Lynx. There's SVID Gopher. It converts to raw Gopher, so it works with and GoFurnicus and other servers. There's SVID HTML. This is like SVID Frames, but a bit more modern, so to speak, and it converts to one HTML file. There's SVID Mbox, which converts to Mbox RD, which is useful for mail processing. I'll show some example later on. You can use it for something like RSS to email, something like that. There's SVID Plain, which converts to a plain text UTF-8 list. There's SVID Tweet Text. This was simple to add. It's Tweet Text is a very niche Twitter-like format, but some programs support file parameters. Then it reads from these files and it will create an index file or something like that. So there's an SVID OPML import tool. This can import from OPML to it reads XML from standard input, and it writes a shell script SVID RC file. So for example, newsboat -e exports to standard output the OPML of the feeds, and then it pipes it to SVID OPML imports. This reads the XML and then writes the shell script. And if you, well, SVID is of course the best program, but if you want to move to Newsboat, you can export OPML of the shell script to OPML. There's also a program SVID Web. This can parse HTML pages, which define RSS and Atom feeds, and then it can detect them and just print the URL to standard output. So it reads HTML from standard input and writes the link to standard output. So SVID Cursors is a new program. I wrote it in 2020 in the dark Corona ages. So this is like a Cursors UI. It's like it's a bit like Newsboat or Mutt, like that. So this is like a format program, but it also reads from as standard inputs or with file arguments. So if you specify file arguments, it will also make some side menu. But if you don't if you just read from standard input, then it will by default just show the items. I will do a demo later of this program. It's quite small, about 2500 lines of C. Of course, it has some dependencies, cursors, a cursors library, C compiler, and it requires a terminal emulator supporting UTF-8. This is for aligning the text properly and stuff like that. So what it can do is plump URLs, so it can open URLs. By default, it will use XDG open. This is the desktop standard, kind of. But you can use any program, any plumber program script with it. It has pipe support, so it can pipe the selected item, the tab separated item, to any kind of program. By default, it uses or it includes a script svt content, which uses the links text browser to convert HTML in the content to plain text, and then it pipes it to the pager. It has a yanking support, so it can copy the URL with a keybind Y by default. So it's xclip. It uses xclip by default. It has familiar keybinds, I think. It supports VI, Emacs, and arrow keys. It even has mouse support, so you can click on items for, yeah. And you can support, it supports two ways of managing read and unwrite items. By default, it shows the items of the last day bold, but you can also use a plain text list with the URLs, which are read, and then you can also use that. It supports three UI layouts. I initially just wanted vertical layout, but decided to add two more. Because it's useful, I think. I tested it on the Motorola Droid on Mimo Lester. I got this device from Parasite. It's a really nice device also for testing. It's an HRM processor, and it has a small touchscreen screen, but also a small keyboard which you can unfold. So you can, for example, use the monocle layout in full screen with the when the keyboard is folded, and then you can just press the items with your finger. But you can also just use it like you do on a desktop, just with the keyboard, so this is nice. Yeah, you can auto execute keybinds on startup. I use this to show just the new the feeds with new items by pressing T. And then for example, you can do svt auto same day is TGO. This toggles showing new feeds only, then it goes to, with G it goes to the first item in the panel, and then with O you open this feed. So this saves a few key presses, and I'm very lazy, so I like it. Yeah, so here are some practical examples. This is how you install it. You can clone the repository, make install. The configuration, you create a directory, copy the example file. You can add Bitwarg as a feed. I can show it. Let's see. So you can add here Bitwarg. Sweet update. So now there is a bit like you can format and view it. So SV plane is for example. Works. So this is how it looks. It's now a bit because of the terminal. It's a bit it's wrapped to a new line, but and in this case it has the character N as the first character in the line because it's the last day. So you can also do grep M. Well, yeah, this is also okay. For example, so you have only the last item. And I'll show SV cursors. I hope it works on the. So this is the side menu of the files. You can press T to only show the new items, new feeds. Press Enter to open it. Oh, to how do I redraw it? It's Ctrl L. I don't know Abduco very well. Does it show properly? Maybe it's my. Okay. Maybe it's my screen size that's different or something. But okay, thank you. So here you can open Bitwarg, for example. It's bold, then you press P, then this shows the item using the script SVID content. So this is a thing. Oh, you can of course search with slash, search for the icon. I can also show, I think, if you, for example, if you just do this, curl SV cursors, and it open directly in, oh shit, of course, you have to first convert it, and then you convert it directly and can view it in SVID cursors. So this is a UI. This is an example of a D menu, so you can pipe the plain text list of plain SV plain and then pipe it to D menu, the vertical listing of D menu, and then after you select it it prints the item to standard output, and then you can use, for example, set to pattern match the URL, and then you can open the URL in a browser or a plumber. So you can very quickly create your own UI of the what you want to have. And also it's useful maybe to grab the latest podcast or some kind of enclosure. You can just use awk. This is an example. This matches on the eighth field. This is the enclosure field. If it's set, then it prints the field, and then it quits or it proceeds to the next file if you specified multiple files. You can also, there's a program called RSS Tail. You can replicate kind of how it works with this example. You can create a FIFO, then you create a read script. You create a read script. This filters unique items. This example, then it just keeps repeating. On the writing side, you can have a script which updates the feeds, and then it writes the items of the last day to the FIFO. So then the read script will filter this data for the unique items, and then it just writes to standard output. But you can, for example, there's a project on Suckless EE, which is a FIFO IRC client. So you can pipe it to the FIFO of EE, and then you can have some kind of notification system in IRC, for example. This is an example. There's also, this is an example of RSS to email. It uses, in this case, it uses FDM to, the FDM program to handle reading mbox, and then do caching on the message ID and on the feed name, and then it just sends it to the SMTP server. In this case, it's my FTP server of a SMTP server, and so this is how you can run it. You convert it to mbox, and then you just run fdmf the config, and then fetch, and this processes the mails and caches them. 20H also wrote a script. It's actually simpler than this. You can check it out on this URL. I think it just uses sort, and then a unique sorting, and then an old and a new file, and then it that's the cache, so to speak, and then it uses the mail tool to just send the new items. And it does some conversion of HTML to plain text, so using links, I think. So that's also a way to do it. An example in SFeed updates, the script to which is used to update feeds, because it's a shell script, the SFeedRC is a shell script, you can override some of the functions. These are documented in the man page, but this is an example. You can override the filter function. The filter function accepts the name as a parameter, This is the feed name which you defined, so you can filter on the, for example, Bitreich News as the name, and then do a case insensitive matching with a regular expression on Beacon 2021, and only print Beacon 2021 announcements. Of course, you want to see all Bitreich News, but this is an example. yeah, you can also. What I personally use it for is replacing YouTube URLs to the embedded link in feeds. I shorten some URLs. I remove some tracking pixel HTML code. And this example is described in the README. This is a larger example in the README. So yeah, this is the end. I want to thank all people, of course, in particular who gave feedback and suggestions. ADC gave very useful feedback about the UI for SV cursors. Some keybinds improvements and how he uses it. So for me, it's really nice to have this kind of feedback. This also makes me rethink some designs of the program, so I can rethink if it makes sense. I want to thank Liot for. He maintains the NetBSD parts for SVEET and some of my programs. He also gave useful feedback for the build system or the makefile, so it's more so it's nicer for packages to package SVEET in a sensible way. I want to thank Parasite for maintaining the Mimoleste package, and of course for the device to test with. I should contribute more to Mimoleste. I'm very lazy. These are some links you can check out. I've written a vlog about SVEET. These are the links. So these are this was my talk. So yeah. Bye.